tragedy strikes, and our priorities change. I'm John Fugler, and this is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 64. I come to you with a heavy heart, and I know your heart is heavy too. If you're listening to this, the day it releases or a few days afterwards, we're all reeling at what happened in Las Vegas with the mass shooting, and it affects us all. It should. It should do that. And times like this, as I come before you and I record the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, athletic scholarships don't have the same priority as they did just a couple days ago. And when tragedy rocks a life or a family or a city or a nation, then things change. It's a wake-up call, and things come into more perspective. Yes, I did have something that I had on my schedule here to share with you today, but I just can't even go into that. And yet I was reflecting on this, and maybe you have too, and maybe some of your energy and your drive has been sapped because of this, and your emotions have just shifted, and you're trying to deal with this, and I think we all are. And what comes to mind for me is the word perspective. Perspective. And this whole thing of athletic scholarships comes into perspective that this isn't the most important thing on earth. It's not the most important thing right now that our family really is focusing on. Your family is really focusing on. And this happens anytime something traumatic happens to us or to somebody we know or to a family member. And then things come into perspective. So I would just hope that you would use this time to really do some soul searching. It's an opportunity to be able to reach out and help. It's a time to pray for the families that are just going through some bad times right now as a result in the city of Las Vegas and those who have been injured and some even fighting for their lives. We need to be praying for them. And as you gain perspective, maybe ask yourself, do I have this whole thing of athletic scholarships and pursuing it and wanting my son or daughter, or if I'm the athlete, wanting myself to get that scholarship and compete at the next level and do it on scholarship and really be a star and reach into my future? And as you think about that, really be thinking about how that fits in with all of life. And have we let this thing of athletic scholarships just consume us? Have we let our own athletics, our kids' athletics, this whole thing of sports consume us? And we know we've seen this happen. We can go on YouTube and see how things have become out of balance in some of the videos that are there. They're just embarrassing for some families. I know that myself, personally embarrassed by the way I've taken sports so seriously. And man, I'm a sports guy. All my life I have been. But when it gets out of balance in our lives, then that's not good. And I would ask you just to take a look at how this athletic scholarship pursuit fits in. And does it have too high a priority? Does it come higher than the relationships that you have with your family? Is it becoming divisive even in your family? And this, which started as a dream, it's just not fun anymore. Is it the only thing that you're thinking about and working towards? It's just got such a high profile and a high spot in your life and in your heart that it's not healthy. You know that. Is it getting between you and your God because it's becoming your God? Those kinds of questions you need to ask yourself and have a talk as a family around the dinner table as you talk about what happened in Las Vegas and the wake-up call that is. I'm sitting here right now even with right in front of me my athletic scholarship playbook, and man, I was consumed by that in producing that, and now I just kind of want to set it aside because, you know, that's not really important right now in all of life. It's not. So I think about the things that are really valuable in my life, and hopefully you'll think about things that are valuable in your life. Of course, we all turn to our family. We think about how important our family is, but how much time do we put in investing in the relationships with our family? Our kids are grown and gone. We've got grandkids now. And I think back on those times when as a family, we came together and we did a lot of cool things together. We did sports together. We did other things together. We pursued the scholarship thing together. But, you know, you as a parent, I'll speak to the parents right now, value that time that you have with your kids. Value that time. I mean, you won't have it forever. So really make it rich. Don't put off those vacations that you're going to have. Don't put off some of the things that will increase the and make better the relationship that you have. Don't do that. Just take the bold step. And maybe it is not going to a tournament this weekend because you've got something going on with family that you're going to miss because you're going to the tournament. And you're missing out on something with family that you won't get back. And there'll be other tournaments. So I guess as I, this is a very different kind of broadcast, different kind of episode. And yet it's important because we're all thinking about and responding to what happened in Las Vegas. And it shouldn't just be something that we look at, we empathize, and maybe we help a little bit. We send some money there. And we want to do something, and we should. But deeper than that, how does that affect you as an individual? How does that affect your family? How does it affect your priorities? So think about that, and please talk about it. Don't just think about it. Talk about it as a family. What are your priorities? And yes, we're going to get back to some sense of normalcy. If you're listening to this episode weeks after Las Vegas, maybe there's been something else that has rocked your world. But maybe you're listening weeks after and you have greater perspective and you're back in the athletic scholarship pursuit. And I would just not discourage you from going after that scholarship, but please keep it in perspective. Keep it in perspective of all of life. Would you do that? And for those right now who are going through your own personal difficulty, maybe even tragedy or trauma, and your life is shaken right now, I just want you to know that I want to pray for you. If I can, just shoot me an email and I will, okay? John@recruitme.com. And I know there are times in our life as a family that we've gone through some things that have shaken our priorities. And even though these things really hurt, they do redirect us and get our priorities together. When my wife had cancer, when one of our grandkids went through just a tough health medical experience, our daughter right now going through something at a soccer game. She was competing and ended up getting injured. And so she's going through that. That's rocked her world. It's rocked the rest of us in the family. And it really does bring us together and think about what's really important in life. And that was my message for you in this episode. That's it. And I would encourage your response and your conversation in this, whether it be directly to me on email or on my Facebook page, Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Facebook page. Let's talk about it. Let's work through it. And if you have to take a pause right now and step back and say, I'm going to take a little easy right now on the pursuit of an athletic scholarship. We need to breathe. We need to get our priorities together. We just need to stop because life isn't normal. As I record this today, the day after the shooting, and as you listen to this 2 days after that, life is not normal. It's not the same. Our nation is not the same. So it's not a bad thing to stop and wait a little bit. Okay? Well, I'll be back with you next Tuesday. We'll talk more about the scholarship pursuit. If you missed the kind of content that you wanted here today, then hey, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Plenty of episodes you could go back and listen to. So you take care. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.